We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
That's the best we've looked during the stretch this season. That was really good. The ball moved, played fast.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
This conference is deep. It's like 6-7 teams deep. That's how good this conference is.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Well, Texas may have played Baylor the toughest of any Big 12 opponent, and it still really wasn't close at the end. Christian Brown, he got going again for Kansas. Good news for him. Now, came against Kansas State. And we learned again that West Virginia continues to have trouble closing out games. Iowa State so close, but they come up a little short. And what a defensive battle on Monday between Texas Tech and Oklahoma. So we'll look into those games in just a second. As this broadcast is going out, the original broadcast of Big 12 This Week, broadcast, podcast, if it's on radio, you know, I don't even know what to call this. Is it a podcast? Is it a broadcast? Show. How about show? Oklahoma State is taking on TCU Wednesday night. TCU coming off a horrible loss at Missouri. I'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But let's recap, and then we'll look ahead, obviously, to the weekend games coming up. But Texas, look, they've been shorthanded. They haven't had a full roster in terms of, you know, practices. I think Shaka Smart said it at some point, he was having two guys practice at a time. It's just, it's been tough for the Longhorns. But they ran into a buzzsaw, as every Big 12 team and every team in the nation so far appears to have been running into the big Baylor buzzsaw. Davion Mitchell scored 27 points. And there was a big run in the second half to help pull away for an 83-69 win over the sixth-ranked Longhorns. So, you know, listen, I think with a full roster, a little bit of continuity to their practices, this is a really good game and a matchup for Texas. I thought they played pretty well. Now, on the Baylor side of things, they've won 10 of their last 11 against Texas, and the Bears matched their best start in school history. They now have a three-game lead in the Big 12 standings. A couple of the highlights on the call. Here is John Morris.
Mitchell now to Teague. Teague in the paint. Back to Flagler. Long range three is good straight away.
Wow, what a great shot. And that's his comfort zone. I mean, Flagler was about 23 feet away, but he's so strong, it's just a flick of the wrist.
Baylor by nine. Mitchell will fire a three. It's good. Davion Mitchell knocks down the triple. Baylor leads by 12.
He got the matchup he wanted. He was guarded by Sims, and he just went to work on him again.
Kai Jones outside to Greg Brown. Lost the handle, stolen by Butler. Here come the Bears again on the break. Butler fakes the pass, and he lays it in. Jared Butler the bucket. Timeout, Texas. 2:05 remaining. The Bears lead by 15.
Baylor had leads as big as 15 in this one. But Texas made a big run, a big push. Andrew Jones, a big part of that. He scored a career-high 25 points. And he gave them the lead with just over 16 minutes to play. Texas led in this game. And then Adam Flagler put Baylor up for good with 13:58 to go. And then the Bears went on a 12-2 run in a minute and 36. So Shaka Smart talks about trying to get back to full strength.
And I think a lot of things that we can take during the stretches where we played really, really well. The way we started the second half, I thought that was the grittiness, the toughness on the defensive end, and the aggressiveness that we needed to have on the offensive end. But their run that they made after we took the lead, it was predicated on we missed some opportunities that we need to take advantage of in transition. They were able to get loose for some outside shots. I don't know if I've seen a game between two highly ranked teams like that where the combined shooting percentage is so incredibly high. But the difference for us, obviously, is we had 17 turnovers and then we were 3-for-14 from the line.
And getting ready for four of the next five games on the road.
The two things we have to focus on is getting better, and that would have been the case if we'd have found a way to win tonight. We have to get better. When you go that long without practicing as much as we need to practice, it's got to be about improvement. And then the second thing is us being connected in our circle, being the team we need to be when the ball goes up in the air for the games.
Number 17, West Virginia, survived Iowa State. Taz Sherman always prides himself on being able to hit free throws. Was big. He hit two of them with 6.4 seconds left. 7 of 8 from the line. He finished with 18 in a 76-72 win over the Cyclones, who are winless in the Big 12. West Virginia was up big in this game. 63-48 with about 10 minutes to go after Sherman hit a three. And then they let up. They just let up. After Iowa State had missed 9 straight shots, West Virginia was in control of this thing. And this, you know, it's eating at Huggins. I think Huggins is at a loss. Huggs here, he's been a guy who's prided himself on his team's playing good defense. And he just can't get it out of his team right now.
Well, I think we've all learned, painfully so, that this team doesn't hold leads very well. They stop guarding, relax, let their guard down. And, I mean, there were instances where they did miss some, hit the front of the rim, bounced twice. Our guys never moved, and they were maybe 10 feet from the ball. We just quit playing. I mean, we get up and feel comfortable, I guess, and stop playing.
I love his honest assessments. We're going to find out what type of team Bob Huggins really has. I mean, this is a team that they should know better. Derek Culver's been there 3 years. A lot of guys have been there for a couple of years already. It's not for lack of experience. They've got to be better. They can be better. They've just got to learn to close these games out. So we're going to find out what the Mountaineers have. Here's their schedule. Kansas, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, back-to-back with Baylor, and then Texas. 6 games from now until the 20th of February, all against ranked teams. We'll find out if they're for real. ESPN's Joe Lunardi, Bracketology, has them pretty high. We're going to talk about Lunardi's seedings I think I don't want to jump the gun. I think pretty generous. But in a couple of weeks here on Big 12 this week, we'll find out just how serious of a team West Virginia is. Iowa State, you got to give them credit, man. They fought hard. They didn't give up. They're 0-7 in Big 12 play.
Man, disappointed for our players. I thought for really 32 minutes, you know, we really, really competed the right way, pretty much the majority of the second half. And a little 8-minute stretch, the last 8 minutes of the first half, was tough for us and really flipped the game.
That's Steve Prohm. They were down 11 at the break. And as I mentioned, they were down by 15. Chipping away, playing hard. Brashear Bolton, Solomon Young, Tyler Harris all had 15 points.
Man, proud of our guys. Man, it was a whole different basketball team than it was a week ago. You know, we held them to 34 points in the second half. We had 18 assists tonight. The ball moved. Rebound in the second half, we were even. We're going to break through, man. We got to stay at it. We got to stay at it when we're going to break through because I thought they responded tonight.
And the Cyclones fall to 2-10. You know, if it wasn't for Iowa State having their worst season since the 70s, K-State would be in last in the Big 12. Christian Brown hit four three-pointers, and he scored 18 points, half of them coming during an 18-3 run in the second half.
Half court set. There's Christian with the steal.
Bad pass picked off by Brown. Brown all the way inside, and a two-hand monster jam thrown down hard by Christian Brown. Brown, he wants a three. He buried it. Christian Brown from downtown. KU goes up 14.
So many fresh faces on this year's K-State team. Christian Brown, an NBA range three, is drilled, and he holds three fingers in the air running down the floor. Welcome back, downtown Christian Brown.
Yeah.
Better hurry. 3 seconds to get it across the midcourt stripe. They just barely do. Now Brown, left unguarded for three. Bullseye! Christian Brown from the corner. What a bounce-back game for Brown.
And the Jayhawks showed some offensive life, but again, it's coming against the Wildcats, 74-51. Yeah, this was a game that means a lot to Christian. And he needed to break out of his slump.
I said I was kind of in a three-game slump. Just wasn't hitting shots. Wasn't playing as aggressive as I used to be. You know, and this game was the perfect game. You know, like you said, I'm a Kansas kid, so it means this one means a little more to me. But I came out, you know, just played aggressive. And actually, I didn't hit shots early. I missed a lot of, you know, good looks. But got a good dunk early, you know, that kept me going. And just tried to play with more energy. You know, that's what this team needs right now. We're trying to get back on track, and get back in the win column. Keep it going from there. So we just need energy. We need guys that play hard, and I had to step up today.
And then David McCormick with 18 points, Ochai Agbaji with 15. So Kansas 12-6, 6-4 now in the Big 12. And look, the Wildcats, three starting freshmen, a fourth one that comes off the bench. They continue to have the growing pains. Here's a nice cut from Bruce Weber.
They got their butts kicked Saturday. We knew they'd come out hyped. They have gone to McCormick. He's 14 shots. He's the leading in the last five. He's got the most shots, and they continued that trend. I think, you know, we had thoughts of going inside and executing. And, I think what happened then, McCormick scored on Davion. So then instead of running the play and doing what we're supposed to, he went and, like, I'm going to get you back. And then we didn't execute and had some tough possessions to start. Finally we got a couple things going. We had our chances. Nigel's really good, and they put, you know, Garrett was National Defender of the Year, and he's long, he's tough, he's older, and he wore Nigel down. And there were a couple times Nigel had Davion at the hoop a couple because they were blitzing him, and he just didn't make the plays. And I've said all along, I don't want to put so much pressure on him, but we need him to make the right plays. And if you make, you know, Mike's got those free throws, and at half, you make a couple little plays. Now it's a four-point game or whatever at halftime, and you're right there. But even the second half, they struggled, we struggled, they struggled. And then, you know, then offensive rebounds just killed us. And I think they had like three in a row. It was a nine-point game. They weren't making shots. And then, you know, then I told him before the game, I promise you, Christian Braun's going to play well. Because you got to understand, it's a big game for him. He grew up watching this thing. And boom, steps up, played well. McCormick played well. They're older guys. Obviously, Obagi at the start of the game was pretty good also.
Yeah, Bruce keeping it even keel. He's keeping it even keel for his team. Going through a rough patch, no doubt. But we'll see if they can learn from this. All right, we're off and rolling. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. We'll look at that Monday big matchup between Texas Tech and Oklahoma. Speaking of Texas Tech, they have a quarterback that is in the Super Bowl again. We'll have some hot takes from Patrick Mahomes. That's coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
The Big 12 Conference is proud of its basketball roots in Kansas City and would like to recognize our community partners for the 2021 Phillips 66 Big 12 Men and Women's Basketball Championships. Compass Minerals, Harvesters, the Community Food Network, the Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City, and First Watch Restaurants. Thank you for your support of Big 12 basketball and for helping us show our KC pride at this year's tournaments.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide three meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Monday nights, I'm going to be honest, it was ugly basketball. Let's go back to Monday. Number 13, Texas Tech beat number 9, Oklahoma, 57-52. Ugly if you look at it from the offensive end of things, where both teams shot 33% from the floor. But if you look at it from the other side, there was some pretty good defense. And so it was a grinded out type of game between Oklahoma and Texas Tech. Now, of course, still out for the Sooners, Austin Reeves, Alondis Williams. They missed Saturday's 66-61 win at number 9 Alabama. So Lon Kruger is confident that he's going to get Reeves back to practice this week, later this week. Listen, I think it just caught up to the Sooners, quite frankly. Because what they had been doing was absolutely amazing. The Sooners jumped up 15 spots. And so they went from 24 to 9. And they did it by being just the third team in NCAA history to beat top 10 teams 3 games in a row. Now, it was Kansas who was ranked number 9. They're nowhere close to that, but they were ranked 9 at the time. Texas 5th. And then they beat Alabama. Yeah, I think it just caught up to him. What will be interesting is when they get Reeves and Williams back, how do they incorporate them? Because those are the key guys. I mean, it's their starters. It's their playmakers. It's their go-to guys. You know, the guys that are making plays now. And we'll get into this in another segment, too. But, you know, the guys that are making plays for them now, do they pass up shots to try to get Reeves more involved? It could, you know, I'm not saying that they will and not saying that they're prone to this, but it might take a little time once you get the stars back. You know, who's going to distribute the ball? Who's going to take the shots? Do you kind of fall back into that role? You know, when your back's against the wall and your leaders are out, you step up. Well, now when they're back, do you feel like there's an obligation to get them more involved? Texas Tech, Mac McClung was averaging almost 17 points a game. He was held to 5. Oklahoma playing some really good defense. Helping out the Red Raiders, Terrence Shannon off the bench with 15. Kevin McCullough with 13, but he was only 3 of 10 shooting. Highlights there from Jeff Haxton. RevealSuits.com, where passion meets fashion. RevealSuits specializes in high-end custom suits and blazers personalized with officially licensed lining for both men and women. And they host private fittings for groups or business professionals, fraternities, sororities, sports teams, organizations, and much, much more. You can have private events. You can do this over the phone. You can have team fittings. Carlton Dixon and his staff at RevealSuits.com will get you set up looking sharp. Let me tell you a little bit about the process. Their virtual appointment, you can enjoy the Reveal experience in the comfort of your own home. During the initial appointment, they'll discuss your style preferences. So it's not one of those things where you just give them the measurements and they go ahead. I mean, they want to talk to you. Find out what you prefer. Talk to you about the different fabric and color options. And they'll have a personal stylist who will assist you in designing a suit that perfectly matches your personality. They offer over 35 different measurement options. And again, they can personalize it down to buttons, two-button single-breasted jacket. You want that? Double-vented jacket? Can do that. Hundreds of ways to customize, and it's all available. Give them a check at RevealSuits.com, where passion meets fashion. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide three meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Check out Big 12 this week on the TuneIn app under College Sports Now. I'm Bill Pollack. Let's go back to Saturday. You know, I was kind of trash-talking the SEC when I said that we should be calling it the Big 12 SEC Challenge, putting us first ahead of them. They're the football conference. We're the basketball conference. That came back to bite me in the butt. That blew up in my face. The Big 12 went 4-5. It could have been worse. I don't know if we expected the Oklahoma Sooners to come up with that upset win 66-61 over the Alabama Crimson Tide. But it happened. And the Sooners did it without their leading scorer, Austin Reeves, without Alondis Williams because of COVID-19 protocols. And Alabama coach Nate Oates, he warned his team. He said, sometimes when you're down your players, your top players, You kind of come together, an us-against-them mentality, playing on their home court. The Sooners used all of that to their advantage in picking up the victory. And that leads us to this week's Players of the Week and making it look natural. Yes, I said players. I'm going with two. How about that? Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12, Meat, Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. And our two players, Davion Harmon and Elijah Harkless, who came up big. Harmon scored 18 points. Harkless scored 14 in place of Reeves and Williams. They did an outstanding job. Toby Rowland.
Jones picks up his dribble. Corner pass stolen by Gibson. 3-on-2. Mo Gibson stops, pops, three. Got it! Mo Gibson at 100 miles an hour slammed on the brakes. And a turnover. Steal, block, layup, good! Top of the key gives to Harkless. Sooners running a weave up high. Harkless cut off, goes back, shoots a three. Top of the key for the tie, and he got it! E.J. Harkless! Harmon races across the top of the key again, turns the corner, drives down the lane, off the glass again, knocked it in again. Davion, rinse and repeat. Left wing comes back right, down the lane. Harmon got deep, bounces Mo in the corner, steps left, fly by, Hill, high, Harmon, three-pointer in the air, bam! Davion from deep, Sooners playing some ball. Elijah right wing, one-on-one against Ellis with seven inside the arc. Harkless free throw line. Fade away from there. Elijah Harkless got it! He knocked the bottom out of it! E.J. Harkless puts OU up four! Petty the other way for a three. It's off. Harkless the rebound. Bama the foul! 12 seconds to go!
Great calls. Harmon and Harkless are making it look natural. Players of the Week presented by your new game day necessity, Natty Light Seltzer. Drink responsibly. All right, as we look at the rest of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. I refuse to put them first. I'm bitter about it. As we look at the rest, it actually, you know what I said? Look, I said it could have been worse. It should have been better. The big game that really stuck out to me was TCU losing to number 12 Missouri. They had that game wrapped up. The Horned Frogs were up 12 with 4:40 to play. And then they went into like a prevent offense. They slowed the game down. They were trying to milk clock. They took silly fouls. All of a sudden, a couple of shots don't go their way. And you can't do that against Mizzou. Mizzou already came back from a big deficit late to beat Bradley earlier this year. So they've got this mentality of don't quit. And how Jamie Dixon didn't know that, why they pulled off the pedal, I have no idea. But they were hitting shots, playing great against a really stingy defense at Mizzou. I mean, at one point, TCU late in the game, they were shooting 60%. And they quit playing. Then it got into overtime, and they were outscored 13-9. And that was a big loss. That was a big loss for the conference. So you had the big win, Oklahoma over Alabama. Huge loss, TCU losing at number 12, Mizzou. We learned, I think, a lot about Kansas. The name is going to go a long way, but man, number 18 Tennessee took it to him, 80-61. Oklahoma State looked good against an OK Arkansas team, 81-77. That was nice. Kansas State, they were in there right to the end with Texas Tech. Lost that one late, 68-61. Number 11 West Virginia. Colin Castleton for Florida had a huge second half, and the Mountaineers lost 85-80. And then Texas Tech went to LSU and won 76-71. And then, of course, you know, Baylor. A lot of people were thinking that Auburn was going to give them. I think they kind of kept Baylor kind of kept them at arm's distance. Auburn with Sharice Cooper, just outstanding. But, so you had some that you shouldn't have won. You had some that you did, but we should have done better than 4-5. Should have done better than 4-5. All right, more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
The Big 12 Conference is proud of its basketball roots in Kansas City and would like to recognize our community partners for the 2021 Phillips 66 Big 12 Men and Women's Basketball Championships. Compass Minerals, Harvesters, the Community Food Network, the Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City, and First Watch Restaurants. Thank you for your support of Big 12 basketball and for helping us show our KC pride at this year's tournaments.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide three meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play. Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate, Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-by is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can download the show as a podcast. If you don't catch it on one of our great radio affiliates across the footprint of the Big 12, wherever you subscribe to your podcast, Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, even Big12Sports.com, just search Big 12 This Week. All right, now I might be taking some liberties with this. And I hope ticketsforless.com can certainly understand. I mean, we've got some good basketball games coming up. Don't get me wrong. But I really think that our can't-miss game of the week has to be Super Bowl 55. And, of course, Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is our sponsor for our can't-miss game of the week. So I have to make it Super Bowl 55. For one reason, and one reason only. Well, all right, well, two. I mean, it's the biggest sporting event of the year. But we've got Patrick Mahomes representing Texas Tech and the Big 12. So allow me just a few moments to call this our Tickets for Less Can't Miss Game of the Week, Super Bowl 55, the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. Patrick Mahomes against Tom Brady. Mahomes is the defending Super Bowl MVP. And if the Chiefs win, they'll become the first team to win back-to-back Super Bowl titles since the Patriots did it in 03 and 04. Tom Brady has 6 Super Bowl titles, the most in NFL history, his 10th career Super Bowl appearance. He is the GOAT. Regardless of what happens in this game, he's the GOAT, and he's going to be the GOAT. I mean, I don't know if you could – I mean, when you have the GOAT, you can't keep changing the GOAT, right? You can't have the greatest of all time and then change it. And you certainly can't change that if the 43-year-old Brady loses to the up-and-coming Patrick Mahomes. So Brady is going to be the GOAT for a long, long, long time. And I think before you want to take that away from him, you better have a pretty good argument to back that up. And I don't know if that will ever happen again. What he's done has been remarkable. But the matchup between these two, Brady against Mahomes, this will be their 5th matchup, and they're 2-2. What's interesting about this is Brady won the first 2 matchups. You go all the way back to October of 2018, week 6, and the Patriots beat the Chiefs 43-40. And then they met on January 20th of 2019 in the AFC Championship game, where the Patriots beat the Chiefs 37-31 in overtime. That was a game that the Chiefs should have gone to the Super Bowl. Brady threw an interception, but Dee Ford lined up offside. And Brady, again, whether it's lining up in the neutral zone or the tuck rule, whatever. I mean, he seems to just be able to maneuver through controversy and come up big. So he won the first 2 matchups. But Patrick talks about, you know, losing that game. And while it was tough in his first year as a starter, it kind of prepared them for what they're doing now moving forward.
We didn't have those adverse moments of kind of building a team, of how to get through those together. And so losing in that AFC Championship game, we learned a ton in that game of how we have to improve ourselves so that we can find a way to get to the Super Bowl. And I think we did that last year, and we continue to battle through adversity this year.
All right, and then in the other 2 matchups, December 8th of 2019, the Chiefs beat the Patriots 23-16. And then in week 12 of this season. The Chiefs beat the Buccaneers 27-24. And they jumped out to a huge lead. I mean, Mahomes threw for 462 yards and three touchdowns in that game, all to Tyreek Hill, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy. But Mahomes and Hill had over 200 yards in that first quarter. The Buccaneers defense decided that they were going to try to play Tyreek Hill man-to-man, and that was an absolute disaster. And they adjusted after the first quarter. But Mahomes talks about it. Now, listen, when Brady won his first Super Bowl, Mahomes was in kindergarten. But the one thing that these guys have is a desire and not an ego. Whatever it takes to win.
He's the same way as I am. He's going to leave everything he has on the field every single time he's out there. And he doesn't care what it takes. He doesn't care if he has to throw for 400 yards or if he has to throw for 100 yards. He wants to win. And I feel like I have that same mentality, is I just want to win no matter what happens and how it happens.
All right. So, listen, my hot take on this game is Mahomes has beaten Brady. Now, listen, I know they're not, again, on the field against each other. I get all that. But the teams have matched up. I don't think that the pressure of trying to repeat, the pressure of playing Brady in the Super Bowl, I don't think that affects Patrick Mahomes at all. I think he's going to have a great game. He's had some time to recover from his turf toe. I think they're going to be clicking. And listen, he's used to these big games. This isn't going to bother him at all.
Once you've played in one big game, you understand what it's like. And then after that, it's all about just going out there and executing and finding ways to win. Every single football game is different. You never know what to expect, but you try to make sure you're prepared for as many situations as possible.
All right, now, as I wrap up this segment, and by the way, this is the can't-miss game of the week here on Big 12 this week, presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. One thing to watch for, the offensive line of the Chiefs. Tampa Bay has a really good front four. They are without three of their five offensive linemen that they had to start the season. And most recently, Mitchell Schwartz, their starting right tackle, has been out. And they lost in the AFC Championship game their starting left tackle, Eric Fisher. Now, on top of that, they're going to be without their backup center. Possibly without their backup center. Daniel Kilgore and wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson are on the reserve COVID-19 list due to close contact. And this is why this is important. It could be, this whole Super Bowl could come down to a haircut. Let me explain this. So Robinson and Kilgore, the backup center, they both use the same barber and they got a haircut. And the barber tested positive on Sunday for COVID-19. So they have to test negative for five consecutive days, and then they could play in the Super Bowl. But if Kilgore can't play, and now there's a lot of big ifs, and if starting center now Austin Reeder gets hurt, that offensive line for the Chiefs is in a big heap of trouble. And as good as Patrick Mahomes is, and as good as he is at getting the ball to Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, if he doesn't have the time, this could really become a lopsided game. And it could all come down to a haircut. So, he did talk about DeMarcus Robinson, who put up some great numbers, a guy that obviously is forgotten about.
Yeah, obviously D-Rob's a big part of our offense, and hopefully he's out there with us. But if not, I mean, we have guys that have stepped up all season.
Yeah, he's probably the fifth receiver for Patrick Mahomes. Obviously Hill, Kelce. Sammy Watkins, though, has a bum hamstring. Don't know how effective he's going to be. They have Mecole Hardman. Robinson could be one of those guys that could bail out, because you know Tampa Bay is going to have a better game plan to slow down Hill and Kelce. And then if Watkins isn't full 100%, then you're going to need guys like Hardman and Robinson to step up. So, all right, and we'll leave you with this. And I'm sure this is what he's going to say. He was asked earlier this week, well, what are your plans after the Super Bowl? Well, he's going to be a dad here soon.
After Sunday, I mean, hopefully we win and I can kind of celebrate with my teammates as much as possible. And then after that, I'm preparing to be a dad. And I mean, it's going to be special to have a baby girl and to be there and be a part of it and be able to just do whatever I can to be the best dad.
All right, there you go. Just wanted to share some hot takes from Patrick Mahomes. It's a proud moment, I think, for the Big 12 to have one of our quarterbacks in the big game. So that's our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less. All right, so listen, I know it's going to be a tough climb with that pieced together offensive line for the Chiefs, but listen, Mahomes, Kelce, Hill, until you beat them in a big game, I'm not going against them. And the other thing that swayed me was that Nick the Dolphin. No, this is not a mob guy. Nick the Dolphin. Nick lives at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium in Florida. And he's picked the last six Super Bowl winners, including the Chiefs. So a handler held two footballs, one with a Bucks logo, one with a Chiefs logo. And Nick touched the one with the Chiefs logo. So Nick the Dolphin is going for seven in a row. You can't bet against the Dolphins.
Hail to the Dolphins.
There you go, Andy Reid. All right. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
The Big 12 Conference is proud of its basketball roots in Kansas City, and we'd like to recognize our community partners for the 2021 Phillips 66 Big 12 Men and Women's Basketball Championships. Compass Minerals, Harvesters, the Community Food Network, the Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City, and First Watch Restaurants. Thank you for your support of Big 12 basketball and for helping us show our KC pride at this year's tournaments.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12.
Your Suitor Blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
And we're back on Big 12 this week, which you can hear on Sirius XM channel 375. That is the Big 12 channel. We air on Fridays. All right, tying up some loose ends, ESPN's Joe Lunardi released his latest bracketology seedings. He's got Baylor as a number one, no surprise, along with Gonzaga, Michigan, and Villanova. I still think Baylor has the best chance of being the overall number one seed. And maybe I'll get into that for another time. I always call Gonzaga fool's gold. Now, I know they had a great non-conference schedule and a great run at the start of the season, but I've got my theories, so I'll save that for another day. Anyway, Baylor is a number one. Texas as a two seed. Oklahoma and Texas Tech as fours. Kansas as a five seed. I think that's going to prove to be too high. West Virginia as a five, and Oklahoma State as a seven. And there's your seven teams. KU and West, you know, maybe even West Virginia a little too high, but if one of them were going to get the benefit of the doubt, it would be Kansas, just based on history. I'm thinking OSU is an eight or a nine. Here's why. They're not even supposed to be in the postseason, but the NCAA isn't going to get to their appeal, so they'll be in. You honestly think that they're going to be given a favorable seed? They'll get an eight or a nine and be paired up with somebody like a North Carolina or an Indiana, and the committee will say, good luck. And then if they get past that, well, then even better luck against a number one seed like a Villanova. That could be a great hot take. Let's put that in the hot take file. We might be pulling this one back in March after they set the tournament. That's a great hot take, I think. And then you look at the Jayhawks, and again, why I think five is too high. They're at West Virginia Saturday, then OSU Monday in Lawrence, back-to-back with Iowa State, and then at K-State. That's three wins in a row. But then the Jayhawks will finish with Tech, Texas, and Baylor. I mean, 5-3 the rest of the way out at best. And that includes either winning at West Virginia or at home against the Cowboys or Red Raiders. Are they going to win two of those three matchups? I don't know. So, at best, is 16-9 heading into the Big 12 tournament? Is that enough for a five seed? I don't know if it is. All right, the Wooden Award has its late season top 20 watch list. And there's two Big 12 players on it, Baylor's Jared Butler and Oklahoma State's Cade Cunningham. And then on the women's side, four Big 12 student athletes for the Women's Player of the Year. Baylor's Nalissa Smith, Iowa State's Ashley Jones, Oklahoma State's Natasha Mack, and Texas's Charlie Collier, all tabbed for the women's side of the Wooden Award. All right, and then baseball, a pair of Big 12 standouts recognized on the Baseball America preseason All-America team. Texas starting pitcher Ty Madden, first team recognition. K-State starter Jordan Wicks, second team. They also shared Big 12 preseason pitcher of the year honors and were unanimous preseason all Big 12 selections. The season opens February 19th. And Big 12 play starts March 19th, the month after that. All right, there you go. We'll wrap things up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
All right, putting the wraps on another Big 12 this week. And at the time of this original broadcast, all five games still scheduled to go. Now, two really good ones. Kansas at West Virginia. That's at 1 p.m. Central on CBS. Texas at Oklahoma State, 2 p.m. Central on ABC. Those will be outstanding games. I don't think Oklahoma will have much trouble with Iowa State. Baylor will take care of TCU, and Texas Tech will win at Kansas State. So we've got two good basketball games. So enjoy the basketball and enjoy the Super Bowl. Bring it home for the Big 12, Patrick Mahomes. Thanks for listening. Be safe, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.